4321. This is Matthew Kruse with the Comstock Report. Sustainability is one of the buzzwords that means different things to different interests. I view sustainability as the simple context of improving efficiency and productivity without depletion or degradation of the resources needed that are the inputs for whatever you are producing. My family has been farming in the U.S. for 5 generations now, making a living. So to me, that means that we have a sustainable farming operation. My family has made it one of our objectives to make the farms better with each subsequent generation, which strengthens sustainability. The two primary inputs to crop production are soil and water. In my lifetime, I have seen a number of improvements to agronomic practices. A couple of decades ago, many farmers were still moldboard plowing soybean ground, dirt move that shouldn't have. This year, we no-tilled soybeans in the corn stalks for the first time. I do not see dirt moving off our farms given reduced tillage and protective crop residue. Organic producers' production practices are less sustainable than ours. Our farm trendline yields are some of the best dryland yields in our state, and we are producing more with less fossil fuel and chemical inputs per bushel produced, as well as being receptive to the genetic improvements in crops that has occurred. I do not believe that there is any aspect of agricultural production in this country that have not made strides in improved productivity in recent decades which has accomplished sustainability. We have done this without much positive recognition from the environmental establishment. My family has been livestock producers, feeding and finishing cattle still today. We used to produce hogs for most of the farm history before leaving that business when the hog industry restructured. There were periods in our farm family history when the family milked cows and had laying hens. Cattle production is part and parcel with our farm sustainability. We have not purchased commercial P&K for a number of years as manure is used to provide most of our crop fertility. That provides other trace nutrients and reduces the amount of commercial nitrogen that is needed as well. Livestock production is most sustainable in operations on the scale of CAFOs, which are unreasonably maligned by many ag critics that do not understand what constitutes the sustainable agriculture that they profess to promote. Many of those critics advocate farming practices that would destroy our productivity and therefore are unsustainable. There have been times when it was livestock production that literally saved the family farm operations from both weather and financial adversity. You are listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. The latest challenge thrown at the ag sector has been from assertions as to the contribution made by agriculture to greenhouse gas production relating to sustainability in the context of our contribution to climate change. There were charges made that the elimination of 90% of meat production was necessary to avoid destroying the planet. Actually, doing so would have a minimal impact on overall greenhouse gas production. Much of that was political hyperbole. There is no plan for that. There are many inaccurate assertions being shared via the social media causing an eruption of controversy with the general purpose of inciting political rancor, as if there was not already enough of that. The UNFAO says that 14.5% of greenhouse gas comes from agriculture, with half of that from cattle. That is their global assessment. The EPA has studied this and concluded that in the U.S., 9.9% of greenhouse gas comes from ag, with 4% from cows. Direct emissions from cattle are closer to 2%. Cattle production in Latin America and Africa produces 3 times more greenhouse gas than does ours. Since the 1960s, the U.S. produced 18% more beef from 8% fewer cattle. Since 2000, U.S. beef production has increased 8% with no increase in cattle numbers. 80% of livestock feed worldwide is not suitable for human consumption. Most land used for cattle is not suitable for crop production. Since 1960, the total weight from livestock production increased 48%, while the weight from their feed increased by 8%. A remarkable improvement in feed conversion. Ag uses just 1% of fossil fuel use in the U.S. Corn-fed cattle produce much less methane than grass-fed cattle. Methane production by cattle is controllable by diet. Since 1950, the number of dairy cows in the U.S. has declined by 25 million to 9 million, but they produce 60% more milk using 5 times less water. Given our astounding strides being made toward productivity, which go hand in hand with sustainability, I have no idea what the environmental climate change zealots want from U.S. agriculture as to what I see as green getting greener. They have not explained how they can feed the world without advanced agriculture or why that is a threat to the environment. You are listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.